8 Days to Ending Limiting Beliefs, Module 6, with Steve G. Jones. Welcome back. Welcome to Day 6, where we're going to talk about beliefs about wealth that keep you from having money, or as I should say, that have kept you from having money in the past, because I know you're dedicated to letting go of them, letting go of those limiting beliefs. Let's talk about money beliefs. Here's what may be subconsciously keeping you from having money. That's so. How interesting. Well, I want you to know that working hard is not the only way. In fact, this belief will prevent you from earning your riches doing something fun. Sometimes the way to wealth is having fun. Look at rock stars. Look at people who really enjoy their jobs or their careers. They don't look at it as working hard. They look at it as having fun. Also, it can be much better to work smart instead of working hard. If you're smart with the way you work, you're going to be more efficient. You're not going to necessarily work hard. So you're going to save yourself a lot of effort, and you're going to get a lot more done. So, let go of the limiting belief that says the only way to get wealthy is to work hard. Here's another one. Money is the root of all evil. Well, we hear that a lot, don't we? Well, it's from the Bible, and actually, as a preacher for the Church of Christ for 5 years, yes, from 1990 to 1995, I was a preacher for the Church of Christ, and so I'm very familiar with biblical passages, but the passage actually says the love of money is the root of all evil. But let's look a little further. Think of all the poverty-related crimes that you can. You can probably think of a long list. Now, yes, you can probably think of some wealth-related crimes as well. But what's more prevalent in society? What is society much more concerned about on a day-to-day basis? Poverty-related crimes. I'm talking about muggings. I'm talking about burglaries. I'm talking about drug sales, drug use. So many negative things come from poverty, or I should say people's reactions to poverty, attempting to get out of it in ways that are really not productive. Crime tends to be higher in poverty-stricken areas. That's just the way it is. That's a reality. So money is really not the root of all evil. Now, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. In other words, if you get really carried away and really greedy, and that's all you focus on, then yes, that can cause you to make some evil decisions, such as we see with money-related crimes. People with a lot of money, Wall Street, etc., making decisions that are really not very helpful for themselves or others. That's what the biblical passage is talking about. That's different than saying money is the root of all evil. Here's another one. You can't enjoy what you do and be rich. Wow. Well, first of all, we need to let go of that word can't. Secondly, realize that most of the world's most wealthy individuals got that way doing what they love. In fact, I challenge you to get wealthy doing anything you don't love. It would be really difficult. Pursuing something you are passionate about actually increases your odds of success doing something you really love. When I started college, it was 1985, and my father's vision for me was to major in business and minor in, quote, computers. My father's vision for me was to major in business and minor in, quote, computers. Now, back in 1985, computers was a legitimate minor because computer technology wasn't that sophisticated, so you could just minor in computers. Now it's very diversified, very sophisticated, and so forth, very spread out. There are a lot of specific computer branches now. But back then, you could have minored in computers. So his vision for me was to major in business, minor in computers. In fact, from a very early age, he was developing in me this idea of being a businessman. And his view of being a businessman was very interesting. He thought, for whatever reason, that a lot of business deals were made in bowling alleys among people who are bowling. I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. Who knows? However, he wanted me to learn to bowl from an early age. I think golf probably would have been more appropriate. But that's okay, because that was his vision. He was going to teach me how to bowl. So he enrolled me in a bowling league where I could get bowling lessons, learn how to bowl, learn how to rub elbows with other bowlers and talk with them as a child. And so I guess the idea was that as an adult, I would then be able to bowl with some fellow business people and we'd be able to make business deals. I have yet to make any business deals while bowling. I still bowl sometimes, but it's usually with a group of friends and we're just having fun and there's some pizza and we're just bowling for the sake of bowling and there's really no business deal going on whatsoever. In fact, I usually don't go bowling with anyone I do business with. I go bowling with other friends besides business friends. So I dismissed that idea. I understood, for myself at least, that bowling wasn't going to be something that I was going to use as a business tool to meet and network with business associates, but I still enjoyed bowling. I also let go of the concept that he had about majoring in business and minoring in computers because I wanted to follow my passion. So I majored in psychology. And when I got to graduate school, I changed my major to education because I realized that most of what I was doing at that point was teaching other people how to do what I do. So I wanted to learn the ins and outs of education, how to educate people, how to help them learn more efficiently. So a good foundation was psychology, something I really enjoyed, and then moving to education because that just made sense for me. I never took one business class in college or graduate school. I did take one computer class because it was an elective when I was an undergraduate, my first year of college, but I never minored in computers and I never majored in business. Now what's happened? Well, now I generate enough money that I can hire attorneys and I can hire a CPA, people who probably did major in business, and I can hire people who program computers, who probably did major in computers or minor in computers in school. And that's all possible because of the money that I generate having followed my passion, which was, academically, psychology and then education. So I want to encourage you to pursue something you're passionate about. That's what's going to increase your odds of success, and that's what's going to lead to all the money anyway. So the notion that you can't enjoy what you do and be rich is a false notion. You can enjoy what you do and be rich no matter what it is. You can be rich following any path that you are passionate about, and not following that path could go the other way. And I want you to realize the reality of the situation. Those who do something that they dread quickly become comfortable with the misery if they're going to continue on in it. That's why people stay with things for a long time that they don't really like, because they become comfortable with the misery. So rather than falling into that category, just do something you're passionate about. Become part of something bigger than yourself that you're passionate about. For me, it's helping people. What is it for you? Follow that. Here's another money belief that people tend to hold on to. You have to have money to make money. That doesn't make any sense if you think about it. This has never been further from the truth. Other people's money can make you wealthy if you have a plan. You can go from nothing to having your dreams come true using your mind. Here's another belief. Having money stresses you out. Well, this is another belief that is quite the opposite in reality. Money allows you to meet all of your needs, so stress is virtually non-existent. Yes, you can get stressed out and have money. That is possible, but you have the means to be free from a lot of the stress that a lot of people suffer with when they don't have money. Stress, in my definition, is not being able to afford the necessities required to live your life fully. So here are some beliefs in particular about being wealthy. Here's one. Rich people are snobs. Well, most rich people provide a service that earns them respect, and they are confident and caring people. Now, there are people who think they are better than others, but I want you to realize they're in all income levels. It doesn't have anything to do with money. Money just allows you to be more of what you already are. So if you're already a wonderful person, you'll just be more of a wonderful person in the sense that you'll have more opportunities to share your wonderful nature. And if the opposite is true, then of course that will happen as well. But it has nothing to do with money. Money just sort of puts a magnifying glass on everything. Here's another belief about being wealthy that people tend to hold on to. If you choose wealth, you can't be truly happy. Realize that having money is like having unlimited tickets to the carnival of life. So it allows you to do more of what you really want to do. Here's another belief. Getting rich turns you into an evil and greedy person. Well, I want you to realize that wealth allows you to have more to give and less reason to be greedy. Many wealthy individuals have a charitable heart and realize that there are greedy people at all levels of income. You're just going to be, as I've said, more of what you already are. So it doesn't have anything to do with wealth. Here are some healthy replacement beliefs that act like money magnets. First of all, pursuing your passion and enjoying what you do will lead to wealth. The belief opens up doors to success. Also, money is what allows us to enjoy our life. Here's another belief that's going to help you. Money is what allows you to enjoy your life and spread happiness to others. When you don't have enough, realize that all you can do is help yourself. When you do have a lot, you can help others. Here's another one. People can make endless money using their brains alone. Yes, knowledge always has been power. It's power now, it's power in the past, it will be power in the future. You can make endless money using just your brains alone. Here's another one. Having an abundance of money brings peace and contentment. You no longer have to struggle to make ends meet when you have an abundance of money. Everything you need and want will be obtainable, and you can hire others to do the things that stress you out. Now, I want you to find all limiting wealth beliefs and purge them. So think about your parents' beliefs. Did they have negative views toward money or wealthy people? Were there other influences in your life that created limiting wealth beliefs? Is there a certain money-related memory that replays in your mind? I want you to banish these memories using the breaking chains technique. Remember, you learned that technique already. I want you to use that. So question all of your beliefs about money and identify the limiting ones. Ask yourself why you believe those things and find ways to weaken those reasons or eliminate those reasons so that the belief shatters, the limiting belief that you were holding on to just shatters. You need to free yourself to allow an abundance of wealth into your life. And these limiting beliefs that were in your head may have been the only thing in your way. So as your homework, what I want you to do is think about the beliefs that are in your head, the beliefs from your parents, the beliefs from other people, the beliefs that you got because you read something or saw something or because you experienced something. Think about the limiting beliefs about money that you have, and I want you to write them down. Then you remember the technique that I taught you for breaking the chains. You remember the chains that held you back from achieving your goals, the ones that hopefully you've been identifying in your homework. I want you to realize that these limiting beliefs are the chains. So as you write down your limiting beliefs about money, realize they are the chains. So after you write down your limiting beliefs about money, whether they came from your parents, friends, things you read, things you saw, things you just think, things you perhaps made up, things you think you read or think you heard, once you write down all of your limiting beliefs about money, I want you to question them all. This is all your homework. Question them all and identify the limiting ones. So you're writing down your beliefs about money. Some of them are actually going to be okay. Some of them are going to be positive beliefs. Get those out too. Get those written down. Remember, you're writing them down with pen or pencil on a piece of paper. Once you've gotten them all out, identify the limiting ones. You can circle the limiting ones and ask yourself why you believe those things. Why do you believe those concepts? And then I want you to challenge yourself to let them go. That's right, let them go. See through them. See that those are just beliefs that are in your head. See them for what they are. They're just beliefs. They're just opinions that you have. They have nothing to do with the rest of reality. They are not related to the rest of reality. They're just in your head. So you can let them go. But it's going to be very helpful to write them down, look at them, and reason through them and let them go. And then join me in the next module as we move into day 7. And I'm going to share with you beliefs about the future that keep you from enjoying the present. I want you to enjoy the present. I want you to enjoy the journey, as I've said. So do your homework and join me tomorrow for day 7. I'm Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.